The liturgy leading up to Christmas, as we have said previously, recounts the historical circumstances wherein the Son of God came into the world. And so he became a protagonist in history. But not just any protagonist, of course, but the protagonist. The one for whom all history exists in the first place, the author of all history. And so when this protagonist comes into the world, he comes into the world, he enters history in a way like no other person has entered history. He doesn't make a splash, so to speak, or actually, on second thought, he does make a splash, but just not in the way that anyone expects. He enters as if unrecognized, even though he's the most important person ever to enter history, ever will enter. He enters by way of a sign. The Virgin Mother. A sign the likes of which have never been, nor ever will be again. For one who pays attention to the sign, who enters into the mystery, who is inducted into the mystery by God, he it is who will share with a protagonist in making true history, becoming a true protagonist in history. Not simply a bystander, not simply one who is unable to make sense of his own existence. But one who truly understands what this world, what this life is all about, directed, oriented as it is to the life that never ends. And the first one, apart from the mother of Jesus, to enter into this mystery is Joseph. Or again, the one whom God wished to bring into the mystery first was Joseph, the one who first entered into the fullness of this mystery. Mary, for her part, did not want to deprive Joseph of one iota of this fullness. This is why she said nothing to him when she first conceived the Son of God. She wanted him to enter into the fullness in a way, the only way that one can enter into the fullness, namely that by responding to God directly. He, for his part, had to wait for the mystery to unfold before his eyes. Mary knew she already was inducted into the fullness of this mystery. She had to wait, he had to wait. He had to place himself, as it were, at her feet, waiting for God's time. And when God's time arrived, he did like she. When God's time arrived for her, when the fullness of time arrived, she became a protagonist. By uttering the most important words that any human being has ever spoken. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy will. In the case of Joseph, we have no words recorded when the angel revealed to him in a dream the mystery of the incarnation. No words at this time were spoken because no words were necessary. It is interesting that just as Mary spoke not of the mystery to St. Joseph before it was revealed to the angel, nor did St. Joseph say anything to Mary upon learning of the mystery himself. At least we have nothing recorded in Scripture. No words were spoken at that point. They understood. Because by that time, they both were speaking the divine language. And the most important characteristic of the divine language is silence. Unless I learn silence, unless I enter into the silence of the mystery, I won't ever be able to know how to speak. God has to bring me in his silence, and I have to be docile to that silence, or the mystery will pass me by, and I will be left wondering and watching and waiting for nothing. I have to let Jesus be the protagonist in me. And in order that I may let that be the case, I have to let Mary show me how to be just that. That is to say, to let him, because she knows how to do so. Not that I just simply sit back in my easy chair and wait for Jesus that way. No, it's an active waiting, and it's an active cooperation, an active participation. And she teaches us how to do that, just as she taught the servants at the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he tells you. Do. I have to do something. But I have to let him work in me. That's how I do something for God. That's how I enter into the mystery of God. I don't understand this unless I enter into the silence of God, who then himself, if I permit him, will draw me in to this tremendous mystery. So let us ask our Blessed Lady to help us learn the language of that divine silence, so that we can then appreciate, share, make our own the joy that pervaded the stable at Bethlehem that first Christmas, that we can make our own that joy that never ends in the life to come. Praise be Jesus and Mary.